Welcome back to Frequency Sunday on Vibrate Higher. How y'all doing, beautiful souls, people, gods, goddesses, kings, queens, whatever the fuck y'all like to be called? How are y'all tonight? I know I'm fine. I'm joined here. This is Queen Rich, joined here by Lissa Renee. I'm very happy to be back today. It feels like it's been a long week, you know, since we last been here, since last Tuesday. It's been a really long work week, I know for sure, and I'm just, you know, trying to unwind before I go back tomorrow. Lissa, how was your day?
Well, for me, pretty chill day. Just really relaxed, and I did a lot of studying and a lot of reading, just trying to always raise my vibrations. Been hitting the gym lately, so I really feel good about myself. So, yeah, just, you know, glad to be back, glad to take a breather and have a break. You know, we hit the workplace tomorrow, so being on here the night before work, it makes it a little bit better. So I'm glad to be here.
Thank you. It definitely does. I'm telling you, man. I finally caught on to that new account I got trained in, and I'm telling you, it's going a lot smoother for me as well. Yeah, last week, I'm telling you, it's been a tough 2 weeks with that shit, but we're back. I'm back, you know, in the right mind, ready to get this show started. It's Sunday, so y'all know what it is. Before we get into the playlist that we have for y'all today, we got a light discussion of mermaids. Yes, mermaids. Me, you know, coming up as a little girl, and I'm pretty sure most of all of us, we've seen the movie Little Mermaid or whatever, and, you know, you kind of fantasize. I even tried to swim like a mermaid when I was little, like literally tried to learn how to swim like one with my feet together and all of that. But I always wonder, you know, where do they exist? Where could I find one? Where could I see it? You know, I know that some spots have been at lakes, you know, the out on sea or, you know, the ocean and shit like that. But, you know, I just never knew too much. And then growing, you know, getting a little older in school, you know, you learn about Greek mythology and you learn about, you know, what is it, Atlantis or whatnot. It just, it never resonated with me that it went more further back than that. I even found out that sirens are, like, basically the evil mermaids. I'm like, what the fuck? To me, nothing in this world does not exist. Like, if it's in a movie, you see it on TV, they show it, they put it in your face and shit. Like, they got that. They didn't come up, they didn't create this image out of nowhere. Like, somebody's seen this shit. It's records of this shit. But me, personally, I want to know, like, how would one be able to tell the difference in a mermaid and a siren come in contact with the creature?
All right. And so, like you did say, it goes back further than Greek mythology. And so I've learned in studies and also in isolation how everything is usually twisted. Like you said, if it's in a story or in a book, it's, you know, it lies some truth to it because nobody just pulls this shit out their ass. And so we're always told a half-assed story to either keep us lost through history or to kind of make it seem like we're going crazy. So there was a history before people even came into civilization. It did not start with us. And so with water being one of the first living things in our realm, it explains why, you know, one of the reasons why we're at, well, not we, they're at war with the sea at this moment. So with it being one of the first living beings, who's to say what the ocean has given birth to? So it might seem like a lot, but let's take a ride for a minute. Okay, so in doing the research, the first Babylonian fishman was named Onez. That was the fish god, and he's usually depicted as having a bearded head with a crown and a body like man, but from the waist down, you know, he has the shape of a fish. And so in the Mesopotamian days, which is the primordial time, so again, this is way before Adam and Eve were even thought of. And so in Greek mythology, Cronus castrated Uranus and threw his father's testicles in the sea, and that caused the sea to foam out, you know, the white foam rose, and out of the white foam rose Aphrodite, the goddess of love and beauty. So the time, speaking of, they all run together. So back 5,000 years ago, you had a targetess, and it is said that she was a mermaid who was the original inspiration of all mermaid stories. And so on down the line, you know, we go into, you know, Christianity, and once you look at it in Christianity, it's, once you break it down, it goes into the age of Pisces. And in the Bible, you know, it says God created the great sea monsters and all of the living creatures of every kind that crept, which the waters brought, you know, forth in swarms. And so going on down back to Greek mythology, to break the word up, mermaid, it means young girl. Same with merman, meaning young man. And so, you know, after she fell in love, she fell in love with a human, the first mermaid goddess. And what happened, again, she was a goddess, and she accidentally killed him. He ended up drowning, so she threw herself in the water, wanted to be, you know, turned into a fish. But due to her beauty, they did not allow her to, you know, just turn into a fish. They allowed her to keep her beauty, and that's how they say mermaids were made. So, you know, going back to high school, like you stated, we did read a book in high school about Greek mythology, and it took me a long time to understand the story was more than just a story. Now, sirens, they appeared in literary record with the Odyssey, written around 750 BCE. And so in a segment that's much, you know, briefer than you think, considering the culture impact of these mystical singing creatures, what they call mystical. So in the book 12 of Homer's Odyssey, the hero's Odyssey, you know, they were able to exhibit the sirens. And for those that don't know, they say sirens are really just like the evil twin of, you know, the mermaid. So back in the day when Homer wrote about sirens, they're not the sirens that, you know, we think are the sirens today. So in Greek mythology, running into the Roman days, they depicted a siren as a half woman, half bird. And they do say, you know, Hades' wife was credited for their creation. But that's a story for another day. But again, most sirens look like mermaids. So you wouldn't really be able to tell them apart because they look like humans. Same thing, you know, with people. We're not all the same. Like, people of color are not the same as white people, and then we're not the same as all color people either. So it's like where you have good, you have bad. And
right.
Going back just into medieval Christian, you know, being biblical, they stated that sirens were heavily associated with female sin, like the ones that just did the most. And then in the Vulgate translation, the Bible itself refers to sirens inhabiting the same, you know, realm as demons. So again, you wouldn't really be able to tell them apart until you get up on them, but then it would kind of like be too late, because they do state that mermaids are more, you know, human natured, more, you know, generally nicer to you than sirens, but they still cause the same, you know, they still have the same energy. They're both able to cause shipwrecks and things of that nature. But again, I feel like you just stated, there's nothing that really doesn't exist. So you really have to just be open-minded, because a belief is a doubt. And I know we're not the only species to exist. And again, it's so much more to it. It's all connected, but that'll be a conversation for a later day. I'm just going to stop it right there.
Well, thank you for that. See, the sirens, you know, I know you've seen on TikTok a dude, he was on his ship, and he heard, you know, he heard a sound and figured it was a mermaid or something like that. And the fucking feds came to his ship to so-called search for some bullshit or whatever. You know how they try to always hide shit. It's just like, if it's a myth, when I think of Greek mythology myth, I think of like fucking fairy tale shit, you know what I mean? But it's obvious something to it, because these people will not be trying to hide so much information, so many like sightings and shit like that. They wouldn't be trying to hide it for nothing, is all I'm going to say. Now to the music, guys.
Yeah. Wait a minute, but you know, the dude that you're talking about, he really did expose them, and then later that night, like two nights later, they came back and they were dropping bombs in the sea. That was not the first site of war at the sea. Yes, they were dropping bombs in it. And do you know he had this crazy ass wreck that left him goddamn paralyzed?
Yep.
I haven't updated it. You know, I'm not update on his condition, but yeah, they came and they started dropping bombs in the ocean because, I mean, shit. It's true, and when they say mythology and mystical, like, we already know, like, it's a myth because it's not supposed to be in our realm. It's not that it doesn't exist. Y'all just don't want us to know that how all these realms are colliding because, again, you want us to know so much when the world is so much bigger than everything we've ever been taught.
Yeah. Yep, but no, I didn't know he was paralyzed now after that. I know he got into a wreck. I didn't know it was that bad. But, you know, I really thank him for that, for, you know, exposing that shit, because people don't believe, and people are small-minded and think that we are the only creatures on the earth that, you know, live, breathe, and, you know what I'm saying, like, air, shit, I don't know. People are just crazy. I mean, open up your minds, expand your minds, guys. Like, look into shit. So we're going to go ahead and go into the first song. Lissa, would you like to bring it in?
Most definitely. And I had a different song in heart and, you know, in on my heart. But while I was doing readings today, I felt like a lot of fabricated-ass energy. And people are really, I feel like they aren't really in love. They just know they have a rider or a motherfucker that's going to make shit happen. And in these days and age, I feel like we hate more than we've ever chose to love. But again, as they say, it's a thin line between love and hate.
Between love and hate.
I love people, but I hate them as well, and I feel like that song resonates with my soul beyond words can explain, and I know that's a throwback, but that shit jams. Queen Rich, how you feel about that one?
Yeah, I love H-Town. The fuck? Like, H-Town, every fucking song they fucking ever made, like, bring that back. Bring that type of motherfucking music back. Boy groups, girl groups that really sing with that soul, like, every song they drop, man, I fucks with it. Do you hear me? But, you know, the funny thing about that song, you know, the movie with Martin Lawrence and everything, girl, I used to, as a kid, you didn't realize that, you know, she wasn't the bad guy. Like, I really used to didn't like her because of that movie until I grew up and actually did again.
Because she was not the bad guy.
Because she was.
You need to be in control of your emotions.
No. He knew exactly what the fuck he was doing. He knew exactly what he was doing.
You knew
that's
she was a player.
Like,
you knew I was a player.
And want to fuck.
Well, he couldn't approach her like that, and she kind of felt that. Like, and I feel like he would have, like, really took that relationship, whatever they had, serious, if she wasn't so pushy. Just because you rich and this, and you expected her expectations were too high. Baby, just because you got hurt don't mean you can apply that shit to everybody else on down the line. Now, she did say, don't do this because, you know, this will make me do this. Now, she did warn him. But, baby, at the end of the day, you got to be in control of your emotions. They was both wrong. Beating yourself
hey,
up?
Hey.
Come on, man.
Hey, I know. She did take it pretty far. But I'm not.
Come
listen,
on, man.
I ain't talking about, like, all of that. Tell it all.
Oh, okay.
Talk about
my
it
bad.
All, right? That's hilarious. Yeah. Okay. They both was fucked up for that movie. But, okay, on to the next song. This is my song I picked. Ja Rule, Put It On Me. Baby, this takes me back to the project days. I don't give a fuck. This was my jam.
Without you, baby. So if you need me, if you want me, put it on you. Because I love forget it whenever you need me, if you want me to put it on you, come on.
Never be a part of me, mind, body, and soul, ain't no I in we, baby. When you cry, who wipes your tears? When you scared, who's telling you this? Nothing to fear, girl, I'll always be there when you need a shoulder to lean on. Never hesitate, knowing you can call on your soulmate and vice versa. That's why I be the first to see Jacob and frost your wrist up. Now you're old man, I know you're tired of being lonely. So baby girl, put it on me.
I will, 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 I think you damn, ain't life crazy? And ever since for my honey, I've been quite the lady. But what I'd do without the nights that you kept me warm? When this cold world had a girl caught in the storm. And I accept when you risk, when you're caught in the wrong. And respect when you flip, cause I love it strong. And when you hit the block, I watch for tenfold. And when my pops you sleep, you snuck in the back door. Baby boy, we've been down since junior high. So when life get hot as July, it's the world against you and I. We ballin', tie together and never. Hearts from the heart, knew that it would last forever. When you told me, you would never leave me lonely. So baby boy, put it on me.
By Ja Rule, Put It On Me, and Mo, sorry, took me back to the project. Like, you listen, you hear music from back then, and you just close your eyes and fucking reminisce, man. Them was the good old days. Like, not a fucking worry in the world, just fucking roaming around, and you hear that fucking music playing like that, that song playing on the radio. Boy, that shit used to get me so live. I don't know why I like that song so much. That was my shit.
Man, like you said, project days, like, we wasn't there for a long time, but, like, in that time we were there, it taught us, like, to embrace it all. Like, them was the funnest times of our life, I feel like. Like, I tell my siblings
yes.
that all the time. Like, we had our most fun in, you know, in the projects. I don't discriminate against them. Like, we had fun. We met a lot of people. Shit, we clashed with a lot of people. I feel like the projects, they get you prepared for life because, shit, before we moved to the projects, a lot of us ain't really fight like that. And not that it got
yes.
anything to do with this, but I just feel like everything about the project's life was living. But I think I was going with Marquise back when that song came out, and he sung that song to me, and I don't even know why the fuck he was thinking about singing that to me. That's so inappropriate. But I appreciate Ja Rule. Like, girl, we in the fourth, fifth grade. Why are you singing that?
Yeah.
Put It On Me. Come on, man. You're going to get my ass beat up. Come on. Because, you know, in the project that was, you know, they was fucking already, and I guess he thought that was the way in, but no, baby, we wasn't doing that. But I appreciate Ja Rule because people front like he didn't really have hits because 50 Cent, big bullying ass, but he was hotter nowadays. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. Fuck what y'all say in the city in. Ja Rule had the fucking hit.
Yeah. He did. I want to say something about the project, though.
Go ahead.
I want to say something now. You ain't lying, man. You came from Linwood to the projects, girl. When I tell you that was, I'm talking about such a fucking transition. First night, goddamn it. You know, motherfucking neighborhood, kin folks, all them running through the motherfucker. I'm talking about, you had to fight. And once you fought, that's when the fun started, because then we were getting into all types of shit, man. We didn't even cuss when we went, before we got to the projects. Once you got to the project, you better cuss them motherfuckers back out.
You sure better. You better do something, because the first day, they going to try you. And we stayed across the street from the Donna Mill, right by the Boys and Girls Club. So we was always around kids, and we had to fight. Like, shit, y'all talk like y'all white. Y'all say y'all came from Alamo Elementary. Oh, we go to Fannin. Yes, they was like, we run shit. I ain't never had a kid tell me no shit like that. We run shit. Okay. So I told him, you know what? I'm over here at Fannin because I got kicked out of Alamo for pushing a bitch down the stairs. Now, what you want to do? Oh, you crazy like me? Me and them bitches been friends ever since. But, that's a story for another day. You know, switching up the mix for a little bit. You know, I'm a sucker for mashups and sampling of the oldies. And I feel like Nip changed shit up when he dropped this track. Now, Queen Rich, I know you ain't into new age rappers and rap, but I think you'll be able to tolerate this song. And this one is Nipsey Hussle, Hotel Suite.
Really, I just got this dough in my pocket. Told to be jockey. This weight on my shoulder. All these clothes in my closet. These real bitches. Beautiful women. This life is a blast, nigga. When you the one winning. Liquor in my kidneys. Yak when I'm sipping. Black Escalade. With all of my niggas. Cross from the prison. From careless decisions. Trying to upgrade your living. Trying to spin off your pivot. I relate to my niggas. So I shoot you that green dot. We fucking these bitches. 2013 to Leos. We fly to these countries. And 501 Levi's. I'm so west side, nigga. These niggas D8. Really, I see why. Honey the show. So gas is a G5. That's one of my goals, nigga. You know I can bleed mine. I think that I do it. Part of my design. Yeah, in a hotel suite with a famous freak. Yeah, told her do her thing, she ain't even blink. Took her off her feet, put her on that sink. Hey, everything by choice, but she came for me. Look, so I got that flight, you should probably chase. Yeah, shots of Patron, make your body weak. Look, and I ain't gon' stop till we fuck up your sheets. Look, then I wake you up and just fuck up your sleep. Young nigga with no conscience, corporate cards in my wallet. Bitch tell me I'm awesome, I'm like dumb, bitch I'm all slossy. Life short, it's no promise. Party hard like New Orleans. Crack a pint and then pour it. But I don't ever start snoring. Put the gas, I keep flooring. Stop looking, that could be yours. I just rolled a fucking bucket to taking money to source. All I know is get more. All I know is just flourish. Started off on that porch. Now shrimp to pour. Crab and lobster on college. Niggas all skip college. Ended up as them bosses. All I know is we pop. All I know is I got it. TMC, that's my logic. Marathon ain't no stopping. That's the way I get all it. Los Angeles raw shit. County jail top raw shit. Court tag gang raw shit. Smoking smelling like dog shit. How you feeling like, oh shit, I gotta go home. I gotta get up out. So you scratch your head, try to find the routes. Gotta figure it out. Gotta buy a bed. Buy a house, ain't confident while you try it out. Really do this type of shit that these rapping niggas be lying about. Be lying about. They tricking hoes, they flying out. Bitches call me like, come through. I'm like, yeah, boo, I'm about to wear you out. Yeah, in a hotel suite with a famous freak. Yeah, told her do her thing, she ain't even blink. Took her off her feet, put her on that sink. Hey, everything by choice, but she came for me. Look, so I got that flight, you should probably chase. Yeah, shots of Patron, make your body weak. Look, and I ain't gonna stop till we fuck up your sheets. Look, then I wake you up and just fuck up your sleep.
And again, I don't know if you're liking that one, but I feel like Nipsey Hussle was always smooth with that shit. Like, I was a fan before he died, and started my spiritual journey. I started looking at things a lot differently because, you know, I don't know if you know, but there's some controversy behind who he is, who he was. And I won't lie, when he first came out, I was like, I thought he just died because a lot of people thought that was Prodigy, and I thought it was as well. But again, that Conan and all that shit, that's a story for another day. But I wanted to see, how did you like that? Was it tolerable for you?
For sure. I fuck with Nipsey. Nipsey is not considered a new age rapper to me. His music has purpose. Never, ever looked at him like I do, you know, other rappers that, you know, promote the killing and the like, no type of other way of doing shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was a good dude. I fuck with Nipsey all day, for sure. And that song, yeah, I never heard it. That's a new one for me. So I'm going to have to go back and listen to that again. I fucks with it. I liked it that. I did. You kind of, when you throw Nipsey in, I kind of feel like the rest of my music is shit, but that's what I think of Nipsey.
Nah,
like,
you be coming with some cool hits. No, you always have the hits. And I know, you know, we getting into this music, but you always put me on to something new. Like, even some of the stuff today. So, I mean, I appreciate your music. And, nah, you've got a banging-ass list. So, I just wanted to say that. Sorry.
Yeah, I fucked with that one. I liked it, that one. So, the next song that I got on mine is T-Pain, Bartender. Now, that 2008-2009 era, that fucking shit was jumping. It was jumping for me because, I mean, I feel like that was around the time when I was being wild. Right before I had my son, like, not too wild, but that was right before I had my first son, whenever this shit, you know, whenever the 2008-2009 was jumping off. But I fuck with T-Pain. His voice is, I don't know, without the fucking auto-tunes, I don't know why that was such a controversy or whatever, people was mad, whatever. He just found a new way of bringing in that music. But without that auto-tune, that nigga cold. You cannot tell me he ain't cold. So T-Pain, Bartender, here we go.
Broke up with my girl last night, so I went to the club.
I went to the club.
Put on a fresh white suit and a mini coat, sitting on dubs. I'm just looking for somebody to talk to and show me some love.
Show me some love.
If you know what I mean. Everybody jacking me as soon as I stepped in the spot. I stepped in the spot. 200 bitches in the building, ain't none of them hot.
Ain't none of them hot.
Except for this pretty young thing that was working all the way at the top.
All the way at the top. Shouted, what is her name?
Drunk and made her think she thinks I'm cool. She gave me a wink, I winked back, and then I think that we hit it off something proper.
I like the bartender.
Ooh, if you're looking for me,
I'm at the bartender.
Okay.
I like the bartender.
I put some brand new 24s on a brand new ride.
On a brand new ride.
Trip aside of a cone on the rocks with a little bit of lime.
With a little bit of lime.
I'm just keeping it real. Baby still working at the club, so I'm getting in free.
So I'm getting in free.
Wednesday night I'm on the list, T-Pain plus three.
T-Pain plus three.
Every time I hit the spot, baby girl taking care of me.
Taking care of me. How do you think I feel?
Drunk and now I know she thinks I'm cool. She gave me a wink, I winked back, and then I think that we gon' have fun at my spot tonight.
I like the party.
BM6 doing tricks, free river time. Got a passenger side that's empty, wanting it to be your spot. Put you on my billboard, we can act like the car tucking in the phone top. Don't smoke, don't drink, that's why I don't be by the bar, baby. Just looking at you from a distance, looking like a goddamn star, baby. So my girl don't see me peeping, can I get those keys to the car? The go in, bang, bang, boogie. With my cutie and I see you on
my drink. We drunk and
got drunk
and now I know.
She thinks I'm cool.
Oh, yeah, that was T-Pain, bartender. And I need to stop doing this to myself because I don't go back, you know, and listen to the whole song and I forget that it's features. So, yeah, T-Pain featuring Akon, bartender. I know that will take you back.
It did. It took me back to Club Chameleon because, you know, even though, like, it was, you know, like you said, the 2008, 2009, like, it was kind of outdated for club music, but, you know, they still play Laffy Taffy and shit like that. So this is one of those songs that they play a lot. But I've always been a fan of T-Pain. He started, you know, the bartender, then Blame It on the Alcohol. Like, Blame It on the Alcohol, that was my...
Yeah.
Oh, well, that was... He was featured on it. Bro, I wanted to play that one day on the list, but it was so long because I wanted to play the remix. But like you said, without the auto-tune, he's still an amazing artist, I feel like. And shit, I love his whole story, you know, just being a DJ and then just feeling like, you know, making music and then I'm going to play my shit just to get their reaction, you know what I'm saying? And after he did that with I'm Sprung, you know what I'm saying, he went from being a DJ to being mainstream, and so here, you know, he's still around today making music, making hits. So, I appreciate that record. It did take me back, and I want to get into this next song, and it's, you know, probably vulgar to one's ears that probably don't got no business listening to it. I was going to take it off the list, but I like him, and so I don't know if you've ever heard of Ball Greasy. But I like him. It's some sort of shit. And I want to get into this because, again, I like when people, you know, they're able to put their own spin on an old track. And he did this as well. So I'm going to go ahead and get into it.
Hey, you want to hear some crazy shit? I only knew you for like 45 minutes and I'm in love. Like, I really mean that. But I'ma kick it to you on some real shit, you dig? Yeah. All jokes set aside, babe, you just hit a lick. This that one of a kind, they don't make them like this. Yeah, I probably can't cook, but I can show pay rent. So you can come home to a 9-inch dick. I like to find the things I like, that's why I grind like this. Little something for your wrist so you can shine like this. Upgrade to show the hoes you been fine like this. Daddy very supportive, I'm behind my bitch. I'm too old to mislead, to let another intervene. No, I had to come between this king and queen. Babe, I just wanna build, kick back and chill. That's how I wanna live, but you gotta keep it real. Can I give you a call? Please don't make me beg. We can talk over some wine and a steak from Red. They got some good garlic shrimp with the snow crab legs, so we can do red lobster with that good ass bread, huh? I know you like to eat. Babe, I'm just trying to get it to the point where your friends be like, friend, you can't even dig. They gon' get you right, I promise you that. I ain't here to hurt no feelings or nothing like that. I'm here to uplift you, baby. Y'all.
Grab that dick, don't babysit it. Baby, get crazy with it. Make me put a baby in it. Bust your lady in it, dawg. You know my back strong. Patron make a nigga last long. Baby ride it like a pony. Put that thing on me. Pussy go to talk, sound like mixing macaroni. Skeet up on that dick, grind every inch. Top five, dead or alive, I must admit, you got that super soaker. Licking all over. Spreading like mustard. To flip you over. Don't slow dance to romance, the whole hand. To in the bed and beating it like a grown man. Dancing that pussy, standing that pussy. Be a man in that pussy, then blasting that pussy. Ain't no plan B, baby. This ain't no one night, this is every night. You heard me? I know you think this that liquor talking for me, but this ain't no liquor, baby.
So yeah, that's my man, Paul Greasy, and I just love him. He did that nice and and again, it might be a little too nasty for one's ears, but I love it. How you feel about that?
What the hell was nasty about that? Maybe I didn't hear all the way, because he was talking about food and eating and feeding the woman he fucking with. So what was, I mean, I didn't hear nothing too out of line. So I didn't hear pussy, pussy, pussy.
You didn't hear him say, he say, speed up on that dick, grind every inch. I mean, you know, just
okay.
Pussy and dick. But
well,
I'm a pussy and dick person.
So it's okay. You got me crying today. No. No, not at all. That's okay. See, when you say vulgar, like, I'm expecting to hear it back to back to back. Dick, 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 pussy, 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 dick, dick, dick. You know? That was not at all like that. I really, that was smooth. That was real smooth. It kind of put me in a, like, you know how Zero came in with them old school beats and shit? Jumping, remixing and jumping on the track like that? That kind of reminded me of that. So, yeah, I'm fucking with it. So my next song is Chris Brown, Privacy. I don't know, the energy he came with this song, it gets me so hype. I don't know what it is.
It's that boom shakalaka for me.
Yeah.
I need your body in ways that you don't understand, but I'm losing my patience, 'cause we've been going over and over again. Girl, I just wanna take you home and get right into it. No, I gotta kiss it, baby, give it to me, lick it inside now. You know that I just wanna make love, want you to scream and shout. And baby, we now deep in it now. Slow it down, 'cause ain't no speed limit. When we're moving at the speed of sound, we gon' turn all the way up when the light's down. Why your pussy so damn good, Miss Lady? Go on with that booty up, baby, one on one. You know I'm a good baby. When your legs in the air, you know your panties never getting in the way. You know I'm kinda like it. When you make me work for it,
hey, you got without it, side top scar.
Get that ass in the bed. I'ma lock the door, shake that ass like boom shakalaka, boom shakalaka. We don't need nobody watching us. No eyes but your eyes, ain't nobody here but you and me. Licking your private parts, and I know you love your privacy.
You don't need a doubt, you already wet.
Know that pussy power telling me I ain't ready yet. I say fuck it, bitch, my fears, baby. When I lick it, I put tears in it. Put my face in it, eat it like it's in a day. You know I'm a foreplay, 12-play, everything. No, my loving don't change. I don't really give a fuck what a hater say. 'Cause you fine, baby. And it's alright, 'cause you're mine, baby. Ooh-hoo. Girl, I'ma let you get greedy.
Hey, you got without it, thought top scars.
Get that ass in the bed, I'ma lock the door. Shake that ass like boom, shakalaka, boom, shakalaka. We don't need nobody watching us. No eyes but your eyes. Ain't nobody here but you and me. Licking your private
much. And I know you love your privacy.
Baby, I promise I won't tell nobody. Just long as you let me hit it like every night. I can give a fuck about the club, cut that pussy tight. Do a split on it, drop it, baby, show you ride. I'ma spit that wig, then you asking me to stay tonight. Whip cream on your titties, then you sucking on my dick with ice. Oh my God, my bitch give me right. Ain't gotta pay for that pussy, my dick can change a life. I'm tired of missionary, wanna see you on your face. Put that ass up in the air, I'm loving how that pussy tastes. Damn, on your side, stop running from this dick. I ain't about to let you slide, it's time.
Hey, you got it all inside your skirt. Get that ass in the bed, I'ma lock this door. Shake that ass like boom, chaka-laka, boom, chaka-laka. We don't need nobody watching us. No eyes but your eyes. Ain't nobody here but you and me. Licking your private parts. And I know you love your privacy.
That song in particular, that makes me wanna go on a jig and dance and do some backflips and all types of shit.
Most definitely. I am a fan of Chris Brown, crackhead or not. He got the motherfucking hit. for real. I don't see that nigga, like, in video, not in person. See him in video, like, in a club dancing. He's a very great dancer, but that nigga hit that powder. I was like, oh, okay. But it makes him dance hard. Like, from him Millie rocking to, bro, him and Sierra,
you
when
know
he
what?
Did that shit on the BET Awards. I'm a fan.
Listen, now that you say that, maybe that's the type of energy he was on in that booth making this song, and that's why I felt like I want to jig and do backflips.
Wait a minute, I'm lost.
You heard it.
Wait a minute. Shut the fuck up.
Think about it.
I didn't have to think about it. I just wanted to make sure I heard you right.
But you heard
me. You got me choked. I'm trying to smoke and converse at the same time, and you fucking me up here. But nah, he got real good energy, and he's one of those people, and this may be a little off topic, but I feel like he really is the poster child for keep your hands to yourself, because I don't give a fuck what you are, who you are. Just because you a female does not give you a right to put your hands on a man. We were talking about this shit because last night I was at Walmart and I saw this man getting into it with his wife, and he's calling her super fat bitches, crackhead bitches, and she ended up driving off on him. And he was like, I'm gonna beat her ass. And I'm like, yeah, well, you kind of wrong, sir, because she didn't put her hands on you. But then he was screaming to everybody that she slapped him. So whatever, whatever. Everybody keep your hands to yourself. Chris Brown, I fuck with you, crackhead and all.
Yeah, oh my goodness.
What? He's still a good artist.
Okay, I'm not judging. I'm over here with my finger on my forehead.
Wow, what's going on?
Girl. So we got one more song or what?
Hey, it's your show. You call the shot. You close it
out.
Whatever you're trying to do.
Play that Walk Them Down for me. That's going to be the last one. We're going to get up out of here after that.
Mayhem, murder and mad, nigga. You try me, you're going to die. You try to score, you're going to die.
By the paint, rich nigga, I buy you my friendship with the bank. My bougie bitch be acting like she loyal, but she ain't. Fell in love with a hood rat, and she wild stank. My brother down the road with a stendo on his shank. Feel like I can do whatever, never say I can't. I won't move out my emotions, I'ma always think. Tracker on his car, catch him at the light of day. really street, I ain't going for the gut, so get your cash money, I can't get no fuck, so bus shots hit his stomach, not his gut, so walk that nigga down, 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 put your man down, then I make a sound, brand new diamond bag and it hold a 100 rounds, I ain't hit no kids cause I walk my man down, I won't hit no kids, I'ma walk my man down, AK or the SK, late night, broad day, 223 change your heart rate. Niggas softer than a parfait. Used to serve in the hallway. Niggas sold me a bag, it was all shape. Caught him back like I won't ate. Thought I came to shop, but it was all tape. Pussy, you know what I'm on, pussy. You only tough on the camera phone, pussy. I ain't finna rob you, get your gamble on, pussy. Y'all the type of niggas we put hammers on, pussy. About a bitch, you a tenor dick, rookie. I can't even cap his baby mama shit, bitchy. A Mary Jean stuff with them blues all tookie. Used to sell the gas, now I'm selling all cookies. Walk that nigga down, 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 put your man down, then I make a sound. Brand new diamond bag and it hold 100 rounds. I ain't hit no kids cause I walk my man down. I won't hit no kids, I'ma walk my man down.
This whole shit don't matter, but when my nigga died, somebody got answer. Told him put his gun down and he didn't make it to another November. Told my boy to leave town, but he don't have the bread to really leave the party. And I'm starting to wonder, gotta find ways to not go under. Bro wants to kill again. Bro, to be patient, you don't kill civilians. The drop will come back out if you're dreaming. Now we don't pray for war, but if it comes, niggas know what we do for. Niggas know what we do for. Shootouts in the winter, broke up bigger. Finally came home, but to no real niggas. Just dice and liquor, his old car, but he don't miss her. He ain't the same, he can't be with her. Tell me how to cope, right? So many dead friends, your brains for the whole night. Tell me how to grow, right? Locked in the cell and you're hearing that your bro died. New state of mind, if a nigga trips, don't waste no time. Stay alive, stay alive. We spinning these niggas claim a crime. Bro wants to kill again, told him be patient, things supposed to be. The drop will come back out, back out. We'll dream it, we'll never miss, we'll never miss. Back out if it's raining. And we don't pray for war, but if it comes, niggas know what we built for.